producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our friends from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in the wings. And Justin, this IRS stuff isn't going away. The Justice Department says they're going to launch some kind of a criminal investigation into the missing emails. So what do you make of this? Was this the pressure because of the Lois Lerner stuff? Or no, this is typical of what the Justice Department would do eventually? Or what do you think?
Well, I think the Justice Department would probably do it eventually, but I think you can't really divorce the politics from the situation. So I'm sure a lot of calls from House Republicans may have expedited this or made it a more high-profile situation. But on that front, we have some pretty interesting developments. Today, the House Oversight Committee held a hearing to investigate whether employees were violating the Hatch Act. One of them was an IRS employee that had allegedly, used office materials and whatnot to campaign for Obama. And there was also a revelation that former Labor Secretary Hilda Solis apparently solicited donations from an employee of hers, thus violating in the argument from the committee, the Hatch Act.
Wow, and you know how huge that is, because remember there was accusations flying around even about Kathleen Sebelius.
Exactly. You know, this is something that always rubs people the wrong way. Whenever you have administration officials kind of filling in a campaign role, that raises some major red flags, especially among opposing parties. So whether or not there's anything illegal that went on here, that sort of remains to be seen. But it's certainly something that House Republicans have latched onto.
Yeah. Let's jump to this other big story. Obama lays down the hammer, so to speak, on Russia. What's the deal? This is about the Ukraine.
Exactly. This is in response to about 12,000 Russian soldiers apparently putting themselves on the border of the Ukraine. And as a response to this, the president has used one of the final tools in his sort of sanctions toolbox, which he has threatened previously, which is targeted sanctions. Now, these sanctions are aimed at specific sectors of the Russian economy. In some instances, there are a number of defense firms that are no longer going to be allowed to, do any business with U.S. involvement. There are sectors of the Russian energy community, as well as the banking sectors. And there's also some additional personal sanctions that are being put on a number of Russian officials, including an aide to Vladimir Putin and some additional, sort of high-level officials within the country. So this is a pretty big step. The administration has previously sort of been wary of this, fearing that this could have a backlash in the American economy. But they stated today that these were carried out to try to ensure that American economic interests are not going to be directly involved.
Yeah. Speaking of backlash, one thing we know there's massive backlash over is what's happening at the border. And there's a whole bunch of different things kind of coming out from the Hill and from the White House. What's the latest that you think is the most important thing that's been the most interesting anyway on the day?
There's still some disagreement over what exactly the solution to this is going to look like in terms of funding. We know the administration had requested about $3.7 billion. House Republicans sort of predictably balked at this and are now forming their own sort of alternative proposal to pay for, this issue. There is expected to sort of hammer out the details of that by the end of the week, so it could be something as soon as tomorrow. And there's also some struggles to try to figure out if the Congress is going to sort of tweak a 2008 law that essentially, made those who came into the border seeking asylum and whatnot from countries that did not directly border us subject to different, deportation and immigration laws. So all of that's under a microscope right now, and it's going to be a very busy close of the week, considering that this is a crisis that everybody agrees really needs to be solved almost immediately.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so while we wait to see what happens there and if something does get wrapped up, there's this other kind of crazy sideball story or a sidebar story, I'll call it, and it's about this the Texas woman who sent rice into the president. She got a pretty tough term, right? 18 years in prison. There's no, they don't fool with you when you try to fool with the president, right?
No, they certainly do not, and this is one of the, you know, as interesting as this of course pales into comparison to the, you know, major fundraising story that a lot of people saw, wherein a former Elvis impersonator and one of his rivals were mixed up in a serious rising scandal. So not as fun, but certainly a you know, big warning that, you know, it's not wise to threaten the president of the United States or any elected official for that matter.
Yeah, no kidding. If you think you're playing around, they're not playing around. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, playing off of what we just talked about there, these sanctions against Russia. Wow, finally, sort of out of left field, it feels like, doesn't it? The president decides to take some steps. Expanded sanctions include targeting two banks, two energy companies, and these were on the radar probably 3 months ago. I can remember talking about this, and we talked to somebody in Russia, an American in Russia, who's lived there for two decades, a writer who said, you know, hit them economically and you'll see what happens. So this, I guess, is building up on some of the earlier steps by specifically veering in on those big banks and those energy companies, because then you're going to squeeze Putin's friends and they're not going to like it. So they won't be able to get medium and long-term financing in the United States. That's a big deal. Also, the sanctions freeze any U.S. assets and don't allow for American business contacts for eight Russian arms companies that make weapons, including small guns, mortars, and surface-to-air missiles. So that's a big deal. There's going to be some people complaining about that. And this is this dance that's been going on for a while. You know, we had sanctions that were out there floating around Russia, and still you had the annexation of the Crimea this spring and all the troops along the eastern border, so it didn't seem to matter. And even though between Russia and the Ukraine there has been this crazy standoff and some clashes and some takeovers and wild things that have happened in some of these small towns, the Ukrainian government is accusing Russia of allowing weapons and military equipment, including tanks, especially tanks, to cross the border illegally for the pro-Russian separatists, so arming them up. And this has been hanging around there for a while, because you think of how many troops are on the border. There's 12,000, and they have a lot of artillery with them. Before, you know, it was a much smaller number that was being thrown out there. So I think this is a big step in slamming Russia. I mean, there's no relationship now at this point. And since we're vested in this in some way, that's the deal. I mean, if you affect them a little bit deeper, it might make Putin pay attention, although I say might make, because it just seems as though the juice that we had on the world stage has lessened. The threat that the United States as a superpower was, I think, is now past tense. And I don't know, how does that make you feel at the end of the day? It was something we didn't think about, I don't think, before as quite as much. You know that whole thing about carrying the big stick? None of us want to be exposed as being the weak country. And even with these sanctions, it might be a step in the right direction, but is it too late? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Repeatedly made it clear that Russia must halt the flow of weapons and fighters across the border into Ukraine.
The president, talking about the sanctions leveled today, stepped up, especially squeezing the banks, because it's all about that, not being able to get the certain loans that they're looking for. But Russia has certainly turned when you thought the sanctions were a little bit tougher. I think Putin could care less deep down. He has a definite hatred or dislike of Obama. I think he thinks he's weak, really. And that's not a setup, because I don't care if you're listening to me and you're a Democrat or you're Republican or whatever you are. I mean, just I think that's how he views him. You can see that in how he snaps back at him and what you read between the lines. Even the very beginning, actually, of that relationship. And now we'll see how far Putin will go, because I don't see a definite back off here. Although Luke Vargas, who spent some time in that country, has come on with us, certainly, and felt like the other day there was a big movement on the positive side for the Ukrainians. And so maybe I'm viewing this wrong. Maybe that this is more, okay, you dare me, I'm going to stay there and I'm going to keep treading in that direction. But eventually I'll roll back because I don't want to see the finances jacked with. My friends are going to be all over me, and, you know, a list of reasons for Putin to maybe go in a different direction. Because he got the Crimea, which is incredibly beautiful, and it's one of the best areas in all of that territory, if you look at it. So he gets the cream of the crop, and now you've got a couple of other pockets of great places if you were going to make them part of the Russian territory. But I don't think overwhelmingly he loses a step because he got the, in a sense, because he got the Crimea, which was very, very, very key and showed the weakness of really the U.S. and the European Union, which, by the way, they're involved in the sanctions, too. If you want to throw in on this, of course you can. 855-266-5283. Coming up, California says no to the death penalty. Wow. I have some serious thoughts on that. Pete in Texas. Hello.
What's going on, Katie?
Hey, man. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's trying to rain, thank God. Anyway. we're trading. I've been talking to the old people, and they're saying what we've done is traded the New York Mafia for the Chicago Mafia, right? And this is how Chicago works. They play the patsy, and whenever it's time to throw a fist, they throw the fist, and then they wait for the reaction. They're being proactive. He's throwing this fist, and he's going to turn around and do something to Russia that's just going to make them stumble, fumble, and fall. I don't know what it's going to be. He's got something on Putin. You know, we're not weak anymore. This guy's got something up his sleeve, this Obama guy.
I like that. He's got something up his sleeve. Well, you know what? I hope so. I do. I hope so. I don't like being the weak link out there because that's part of the deal of the U.S. Everybody wants our help. You know this, Pete, because they can lean on us because we're strong.
We've got, like I said, I talked to the old people, and they say they've just traded the New York Mafia for the Chicago
Mafia.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's running the show. And on this, this illegal alien border thing, let's start shipping some of our hardcore criminals down south. You want to? We'll ship them down to Central America, some of these hard headbangers we got laying around here.
Yeah, see how they like it?
Yeah, some of some of these good prisoners we got laying around. And then we'll have a place to house all these kids.
Yeah.
We'll empty our prisons and turn it into a babysitting house.
Which is what's happening everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, that's
crazy.
All I've got for you.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Good to hear from you, Pete. Take care. Awesome. So he says, listen, so one mafia for another, this is it. He's got something on him. You know, game over. Let's hope, right? Game over or, you know, not. I don't know. Putin, I mean, in the end, I do believe, like I said, Putin doesn't like Obama, but how much love does he have for the West anyway? And he certainly loves being the king of the hills. He's not going to want to see that slip away. And that can easily change. It doesn't matter that it's Russia, you know, that whole perception is reality thing. So if it affects Putin, that's how I think it works. If it's a blight on him, he'll do what he has to do to fix that. Whatever it is, you know, hey, we got the Crimea, blah, blah, blah. So we can afford to, move in a different direction. There would be a way to back out of that somewhat. Because remember, he's already set it up for that, too, if you think about it. Anytime Putin had something to say about the Ukraine, he'd say, well, he wanted to protect the Russian people in Donetsk or whatever town it was. Because he said that, you know, there was obviously there was this propensity for violence and he didn't want to see that happen. And so they were there. They were there to help out, almost like, we're here. We're here if it goes wrong, and that's why we're here. We want to make sure that we maintain the peace. under that guise, he could back away if he wanted to. And, you know, maybe that's what the end game ultimately is. Maybe that's it. Could be. But it's about time. Let's put it that way. Because that was talked about for months. Months on end. Which means there had to be a reason to back off of it. It couldn't have been all the domestic things, because we already were having that conversation about the Ukraine and Russia, and there already was problems, and certainly that was no great big secret. Now the game of chess just gets, I think, a little more interesting. We're down to the final pieces. Hey, I feel compelled to mention this right here, and I want to give the daily salute out to the thousands of firemen who are, you know, dog tired, and this is what they do, I get it, but on their feet trying to help the people in Washington. We have lots of listeners in Washington State, and now at this point you've had 400 or 500 people told to get out of their houses because they're seeing, with these scorching temperatures during the day and strong winds, what's happening is you got a big, massive fire. Lots of fires. You got wildfires, in fact, in Oregon, California, Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Washington. It's pretty bad. And when you have the wind, there's only so much that you can do as far as throwing the fire retardant on it from the air, which is very, very, very effective. So now you got, you know, states of emergency in Washington and in Oregon. And the reason, why do you do that? You know, somebody asked me the other day, well, what is that tied to? Just, you know, want to get money as fast as you can. And there's a couple of different reasons why, but one of the big ones also is being able to call up the National Guard. When you declare a state of emergency, that enables them to easily do that. It's very, very sad what's happening in the West. Because of the shifting winds, because of the drought, it's tough to handicap it for these fire crews. So anyway, so my daily salute, they deserve a massive round of applause. And I think always when you see firemen, really, honestly, what they do, what a thankless job in one sense of the word. They really put it on the line. I say bravo to all of them who are dog tired. Yeah, I don't know how many of you listening have had a fire where you had to deal, you know, where firemen came and helped you out, or you have volunteer firemen, maybe perhaps in your family. But boy, let me tell you, that is a job I would not want to do. I tried one time when I was doing a story on a department to lift those hoses and see what it was like going up the ladders. Forget about it. And I, at the time, was in really good shape. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole?
So let's hammer away at what I consider to be fair or foul on this version of America Tonight. If you're keeping score, the big news out of D.C. truly is the sanctions trying to stomp Putin out of the Ukraine. You know, will it work? Will it be successful? Who knows what goes on in the gray matter of Putin. However, I think he is absolutely all about himself and not wanting to slide in the perception of the strong ruler. But it's a question of, does he kind of mess around with this a little bit longer, or does he slurk away, perhaps? Coming up, we've got dumb things. I love how you blow up the mailbox with all kinds of dumb things, and boy, we got a lot of interesting ones this time around. But my fair or foul is Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. You all know this. He's back at work. He's doing the desk thing. And nobody's saying anything as far as the investigation is concerned, meaning his mental state, what he had to say about walking away supposedly from his post. We do know this, that Bergdahl has hired a Yale law professor as his lead Council. And Eugene Fidel said he was very flattered to be asked to represent him. The Pentagon is looking into all the details about what happened when he was at his post and then he wasn't in June of 2009. He's not been asked about the circumstances leading up to his capture by the Taliban, but he could be eligible, as I said in a previous show, for tax-free $350,000 if they determine he was a prisoner of war. So what do you say? Prisoner of war gets the $350,000 and we call it a day, even if we think it's wrong, because is he a traitor? He walks away, his platoon is looking for him, several of them get killed. By the true definition of it, he would fit that. But are we a softer, more gentler nation, and that's not the way to view it? What about his mental state, which is what they're going to play up? Here's what I find interesting. I think when you have a platoon, a group, a quorum, a committee, in other words, more than five or six people, but it still could be small, and you have several in the group pointing out something that's happened, and they have vivid details of it, I think you got to think some of that's true. So what has been said by several soldiers who served with him, because they've come forward, they say they believe he intentionally deserted his post. He put his fellow soldiers at risk when they went to look for him, but he clearly deserted his post, according to the ones that are talking. He thought about what he was going to do. He mailed some things home. That's a big sign. He walked away, and witnesses who were watching him saw him walk away. If you don't have your weapon, you don't have your gear, you don't have any of that kind of stuff, are you planning on coming back? So many questions, but yet they're really dragging out the answers, trying to get him to what they would describe as whole, I suppose. And then once he's whole, then ask the question. So this process actually is taking a lot longer than I thought, and I'm surprised, I guess, in one sense. But he hired this guy for a reason, because they're going to put up whatever obstacles or roadblocks for Bergdahl on his behalf, of course, his law team, whatever it takes. So that's why the Yale scholar, whatever it takes, to make it work, to fall in the favor of Bergdahl. And if Bergdahl does get, okay, here's your $350,000 tax-free, if he does get the seal of approval instead of the seal of disapproval, how will you feel about that? And think about that message that it sends to other people who join the military. I have to think that's not a good thing. Because what if you change your mind? What if something happens in between? There's so many what ifs. So as many as they can swat down, the better, I believe. California's death penalty ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge said Wednesday the system is so broken and unfairly leaves so many people with uncertain fates, sometimes for decades. So does this hold up? And what does that mean? And you think of decisions that have big ramifications. I mean, here you go. So just to shed some light on this, no executions have been carried out since California put a moratorium on the death penalty in 2006. 4 years later, the state wanted to execute a man who raped and murdered a 15-year-old girl, but it was blocked by the state and federal courts over concerns about lethal injections. So really, in California, don't you think of the death penalty as being extinct? I mean, how often are we talking about that? And since the late 70s, more than 900 people have been sentenced to death row, where the inmate spends 23 hours alone in their cell. And of the people there, only 13 have been executed. 94 died of other causes. 40% have been on a death row longer than 19 years, which is crazy. I mean, how problematic is their death penalty system? I would say very. Very, very, very. So I laid out the map for you. There are 748 people on death row. 748 seems like a very, very big number. A huge, huge, huge number. You know how I feel about the death penalty? Granted, there have been some blunders with it. But I think when you go beyond the reasonable doubt, once it hits that wall and it's beyond that, I think all bets are off because that's a change in a way different direction. I mentioned 2006 was the year of the last execution. Clarence Ray Allen spent 23 years and 1 month on death row before dying from a lethal injection. He was convicted of orchestrating a triple murder from prison in 1982. Wow. So they're saying that, listen, you can add up the factors morally, socially, whatever your justification is. But when you dig a little bit deeper, what are you thinking about with other policies related to death row where they didn't make a move, didn't do anything, in other words? And it's interesting that 285 of the people on death row have been there longer than one can imagine. When you start to get your first decade under your belt, then it's absolutely incredibly, incredibly long. And every single day, the president's men are going to be asked about the death sentence. They're going to be asked constantly about the death sentence because of Obama's take on it and the comparisons he makes to other rights that have been taken away. That you don't want to see that happen. You don't want to give up too much and power. And I hate that word, but it's the best word I can come up with. The voice behind the microphone, the voice that you think you recognize, but you're not sure. I can't tell you how many times that happens to me. A lot of times it happens to me. So you want to talk about processing people in a much better way. Why don't we start with what's happening at the border and who's coming over? And is there somebody on the other side? Yes or no? But California's death penalty has a lot of delays. Lot of delays. They may have the most delays of anywhere else in the country. I mean, if they might be the worst. Probably. Because it takes 3 to 5 years for a death row inmate just to get an on-court appointed attorney for that appeal process. Ugh. And what a week for that to happen, right? With the British Open looming in the background behind us and the real stuff getting underway. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, we got a truckload of them. We're checking the email next.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're making that final turn for this hour anyway of America Tonight. Coming up moments from now, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We're going to get there in a second. This is some of the craziest stuff that I've seen coming out of the Disney parks and some of the other parks too as well. This theme park deal where you had a whole bunch of people caught in the sexting is what they're calling it, but it was even more than that. They investigated Disney Universal and SeaWorld, and the charges are child porn, possession, trying to meet minors for sex. 9 had prior histories of sex crimes before they were hired, and none of the causes involved the children or teenagers. Visiting the parks and then waiting. So waiting for some kind of nefarious call, not realizing it. But how sad. Renting a house in suburban Orlando in a neighborhood filled with tons of kids. And then this happens. And there are a lot of different people from Disney who are on the list. A lot. Terrible. And they had the access to the children by doing what they did for a living. All right, we switch gears quickly here, and let's jump to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Very nice. Ron in Maryland, and how appropriate this is. Ron in Maryland says, I have a dog named Daisy. Daisy is my companion. Daisy is a border collie, sweet, wonderful, wonderful dog, about 5 years old. And Daisy, I didn't realize I had left the garage open. Daisy got out, and what a nightmare trying to get Daisy to come back in. And I think it was really a dumb thing because I just forgot to flick a switch, assumed it was down, it wasn't. And lo and behold, this is when the dog gets out. And then, of course, you're worried with the traffic and whatnot in a very busy neighborhood. Could this spell disaster? You don't want to let your mind go there. But, yes, easily it could. And I can relate to that, so I appreciate it because of having a dog. And, yes, my dog has escaped. So the dumb thing was you just always got to make sure that garage door is down. For burglaries, too, the possibility of being robbed. If that, I mean, that's an open invitation. You all know that. Windows, anything open, seems like nothing will happen. The next thing you know, you didn't realize that some back window was open or the gate was open or the garage was open or whatever it might be. All right, this one comes to us from Mary in Massachusetts. That's interesting. Mary in Massachusetts. And I'm not making fun of you, Mary. And Mary says, hello, Kate. Some of these dumb things make me laugh out loud. I'll tell you what my dumb thing was. Finally, after years of scrimping and saving, we got a pool. And not too many people in our neighborhood could afford a pool. So we felt very proud because this was what we were doing. We were having a lot of what they now call staycations to get a pool so we could enjoy it. And we do enjoy the pool we have, but it's a lot of work. And, you know, you're running around as typical that so many of us do other things. I was doing other things. The pool needed to be filled, need a little bit of water in it. I put the hose in the pool, turned it on, felt good about it, went back inside, started to do all my other things I had to do. And lo and behold, later went to bed. Family was all tucked in nice, and I finally could hear the water running and realized what I had done. Needless to say, the pool overflowed, the yard was flooded, it was a mess. It was a mess, and there wasn't too much we could do other than completely pump out all the water. We did a silly thing. We got the kids to help, and we sort of bailed the water out, some of the water out of the pool. I wish I had known what that water bill was, because how many hours was the hose running? Yeah, that's easy to do. You know what? That's like, I have one for you like, with that I've done, and I think we've got one we'll go to where they did something similar. Warming stuff up in the oven. You know, you throw bacon or whatever it is that you're trying to time, and you throw it in there, and it's just warming, and you forget you have the oven on. Oh, is that the worst? How long was the oven on? It's happened to me twice in the last couple of months where I threw something in there. Didn't forget about the thing, but didn't turn the oven off afterwards, then finally could feel that, oh, that's right, the oven, but not until it had been going for quite some time. This one from Chris, listening to us in Louisiana. See, you notice I'm mixing them up for a lot of different people who have done a couple of, in different parts of the country, because I'm getting so many dumb things. So I try to be equal in that. I'm just saying. So, how about this? Probably the dumbest thing that I have ever done, and I really, to this day, don't know how I did it. My friends say that I had too much to drink. It didn't feel that way to me. Maybe it's my stubbornness. But we all went bowling, and what a hoot it was. And I can remember the day like it was yesterday, but it was really 11 years ago. I picked up a ball, and it flew out of my hands. And this was after playing for a couple of rounds. And we were trying to cram in one more, and the ball flew out of my hand. Of course, I had had some beers before that. And lo and behold, the ball hits a woman in the shins and bruises her shin. That was a dumb thing. The ball was too light to begin with, if you know what I'm talking about. The holes were giant and it flew out very, very easily. But if I hadn't been at the back of the lane, that wouldn't have happened. So that was my fault, the way I see it. Remember, if you've done something dumb and you want to share, oh, please do. Send it to AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Cop even chimes in. He says, my mother put my Halloween candy in the oven so I wouldn't eat too much. One day she turned on the oven, forgot about the candy until it was too late. Chocolate on everything melted in the oven. What a waste of Halloween candy. Oh, that's bad. That goes to the same thing, the forgetting. And I always worry about that. If you've got something, it's like the coffee pot, if something shorts out or whatever, and to not remember, and to forget to unplug it, and no one's around, ooh, that's not good. That's not good if that happens. Let's move on to this one. This one from Lance, who says, Kate Delaney in America Tonight, you give me an excuse to stay up late. Love, 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 love the show. Here's my dumb thing. We went on a cruise with the kids, a Disney cruise. It was awesome. First class all the way, nothing lowbrow. Liked everything about it from the minute I got on. But the dumb thing I did is I have a couple of teenagers. So, a handful of us are on the same plan. And would you believe, because we were trying to be secure, we were putting our cell phones in a desk drawer and we forgot where we put them. So we had to leave without our cell phones. Do you know what it's like to have to double back 3 hours to get those said cell phones, which we did, but it took 2 days to square it away? Yeah, you wonder if the people who found the phones, which I'm assuming that's the other part of this, you wonder if they went through their messages, giggled like laughing hyenas reading their messages. There could be that possibility. One never knows.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.